What up?
I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of the Mobile Oil Change Podcast. And I'm your host, Tyrese Burton of Mom's Mobile Oil Change. Now, this is the only podcast on the airways dedicated to owning and operating a mobile oil change business. And really quick, I wanted to do this episode to speak on the dropout rate in the mobile oil change industry. Now, as some of you may or may not know, sorry for the ruffling. Mom's has been around for a very long time. And at this point, we're kind of like, you know, a 10th year senior and shit, you know. We've been in here for the school for a long time, watching students come in, watching students graduate and go on to college. I see some of you guys out there posting to $1 million a year. And a lot of you guys are well over 100K. But on the other hand, what I've seen and I see and continue to see is those who drop out, give up, close down. And I'm not saying this in a bad way, you know. More recently, there's one of my followers is on Facebook. I'm going to try to get them on here and see if we can talk about what was their reasoning for, they didn't drop out, they didn't close down. But what was their reason for reevaluating things? Because through my experience, the commonality that I see in those who either completely drop out or those who go back to part-time so that they can get a job, present company included. I've done it myself. So if that's what you have to do and you want to continue on and it comes down to a revenue production thing, then by all means, I recommend it. You know, you're not going to lose any sleep. You may lose some sleep, but you're not going to lose much in the ways of revenue if you're only doing 2 or 3 oil changes per week, but you're open 7 days a week. It would definitely benefit you to shorten your schedule and either get a full-time or a part-time job to be able to continue to pay your bills, you know. So I recommend that fully. And I haven't spoken to too many people as far as I'm about to quit, what should I do type of thing, you know. I've spoken to people in regards of, I'm stopping, you know, I'm shutting it down, going back to work. One of my good friends, Entrepreneur Studies, go follow them on Instagram. Aubrey. He decided that he wanted to go back to work. And he took a great job. He has a very great job. So he's probably making more money than he was. Or possibly more money than he would potentially have if he would have continued to do the oil change thing. Because when we look at revenue, enough revenue to pay your bills give you a job, but if your plan is on growing your company or recouping some expenses, then the time frame associated with the effort and the realization, you know, may lead you to something different. But I wanted to say, if you're listening to this, what's going to keep you from getting to that point, in my opinion, and from my experience, is either hustling your ass off or having a solid plan. And what I mean by a solid plan don't mean some magic plan that's just guaranteed to work. I mean a solid plan that you came up with, and you're gonna, work that plan, measure the benefits, make the adjustments, and reach the goals that plan is projected to be able to reach. You know, you're making reasonable projections, you know, and those projections can be met if you take reasonable steps. So if you want to avoid the pitfalls of most small businesses closing down within 10 years, it's not 3, not 5, like the whatever statistics you may have heard at the forefront of this statement, when the actuality is 10 years. So most small businesses shut down within 10 years. So if you're at 5 years and you're doing well and you still haven't figured out growth, cash flow, expansion, systems, streamlining, then you're setting yourself up to be more affected in the future by any turn of events. Makes sense. So have a plan in place. Know that we are going to do this when we get here. Because it's all going to be based on finances, not anything else. You don't expand because you have 3 clients in 4 different territories. That's not a reason to expand. If the finances don't demand it or meet it, make it possible, then it's not good to go out and buy another van and hire somebody and put them to work and pay them from this account or from your savings, hoping that account brings in more. No. If you weren't planning on getting another truck, hiring an employee, then don't just do it on the whim. Because your finances are set up that way, and it's going to affect you a lot more. So, again, what I'm saying is, congratulations to everyone that's out there doing their thing. Not congratulations, but I don't know what next word. I didn't think of one. Props, big up, keep it up. Shouts out to you, whatever the words are. But what I'm saying is, I'm excited to see what the future holds for you guys. And I'm excited to watch you in the present. And for those of you that I've spoken to, I'm happy that I've spoken to you. And I look forward to speaking to others. And we're coming up on the 10-minute mark, so I'm going to start wrapping it up right now. But again, thank you for listening and joining us here at the Mobile Oil Change Podcast. Be sure to leave a comment on any platform that you're listening that allows you to leave a comment. Or you can send me a message at tburton@momsoilchange.com. Go to my website, momsoilchange.com. Contact page, whatever you want to do. But also I wanted to let you know that if you're a mobile oil change provider, then we are just about ready to launch Book Your Oil Change. Now Book Your Oil Change is a marketplace / booking system. That's something to be explained in another episode, but again, bookyouroilchange.com. You can go to the website now and get an idea of what it is. Thank you for listening. Be sure to share this. Whoever wants to hear me talk. No, I'm just joking. Thanks again.